on the Dick Putt Show here on KAFM Radio. Randy Rothstein reporting to you scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, The Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon. Our Dick Putt Show also brought to you by Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty and Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Just a reminder, like Joyce had said, she is recording the Dick Putt Show tonight, so that will be posted on our webpage tomorrow. Kirby will download that program, and it'll be on our homepage. The sports tab is what you need to click on. You get a drop-down box, and you'll see the archived Dick Putt shows on that drop-down box. So that's available for you. Of course, you can listen to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM. You can also listen to it on 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we always stream online at mychasm.com. All right, let's dig into some Victory League scores from this past week. On Wednesday night, we had Upsala at the Piers Bulldogs on Wednesday night, and Upsala defeats the Piers Bulldogs 15-8. 15 runs, 16 hits, 4 errors for Upsala, 8 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for the Piers Bulldogs. Matt Swanson will pick up the win for Upsala, relieved by C.J. Clear in the 8th inning. Mason Harold starts for Piers, and the Bulldogs taking the loss. Chuck Bozer comes in the 4th inning, Michael Yanta in the 7th inning, Reese Hubbard in the 8th inning, and Deegan Beck in the 9th inning. Some hitting highlights for the Upsala squad. Matt Swanson, 3-for-6 with 6 RBIs, 2 doubles, and a triple. Brandon Walensky was 2-for-4 with a triple. Justin Cheon, 3-for-5, and C.J. Clear and Hunter Moore doubled. For Piers, Chad Weiss, 2-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Ted Daler, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles, and Brandon Hoberman with a double. So final on Wednesday night had Upsala defeating the Piers Bulldogs 15-8. In the Victory League, we go to Sunday's ball games. In the Victory League, actually, I had a Saturday game. Swanville, they defeated Royalton on Saturday by a score of 7-4. 7-4 Swanville over Royalton. Levi Beesman gets the win for Swanville. Riley Johannes and Noah Ehrman each had 3 RBIs for Swanville. And Tyler Gendro was 3-for-4 with 2 doubles for Royalton. A final on Saturday had Swanville defeating Royalton 7-4. Victory League today, we had Avon at St. Matthias this afternoon, and Avon defeats St. Matthias in 7 innings, 11-0. 11 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Avon. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error for St. Matthias. Matt Pickleman will pick up the win for Avon today, relieved by Cole Wellman in the 5th. The loss will go to Connor Knettle. He takes that loss, relieved by G. Lund in the 5th inning, and Tautkus in the 7th inning for St. Matthias. Some hitting highlights for Avon today. Caleb Curry was 2-for-3. Carter Philippi, 2-for-3. He had a home run that was a 2-run home run in the 2nd inning for Carter. Cole Wellman, 2-for-4 today for the Lakers. For St. Matthias, nobody had more than a hit today as Avon defeats St. Matthias by a score of 11-0. Still waiting for scores to come in from Swanville at Buckman today, Fort Ripley at Foley, Nisswa at St. Stephen, Royalton at Sobieski, and Nisswa then had a doubleheader. They traveled over to Freeport, so they got started with that game at 5 o'clock tonight. So waiting for scores to come in on those ball games in the Victory League. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we're going to go over to the County Line League right after these messages.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads, and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Foote Show here on KASM Radio. Did get a text message from a listener out there. They said Buckman did beat Swanville today, so that's what I have on that. Don't have a score on it, but they're saying Buckman did beat Swanville today in the Victory League. We're going to go over to the County Line League tonight, where Starbuck was at Regal this afternoon, and Regal defeat Starbuck by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Regal, no runs, 7 hits, and an error for Starbuck. Brandon Waddell on the mound for Regal today will pick up the win, relieved by Connor Roloff in the 7th. He gets the save and the catcher, Derek Dangerud. For Starbuck, Nick Lavasseur starts, relieved by Austin Versteeg in the 3rd, Darian Alexander in the 8th, and the catcher was P.J. Johnson as Lavasseur takes the loss. Highlights for Regal today, Aiden Andreessen had a double for Regal. And for Starbuck, Matt Gruber was 2-for-4 and Austin Fries was 3-for-3. Final this afternoon from Regal had Regal defeating Starbuck 3-0. New London Spicer at Painesville this afternoon, and New London Spicer defeats Painesville by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for New London Spicer, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Painesville. Dylan Staska on the mound for New London Spicer today, relieved by Jet Slonick in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Fishin Glovitz. For Painesville, Grady Fuchs starts, relieved by Bennett Evans in the third, Sam Orline in the sixth, Luke Johnson in the ninth. He'll take the loss, and Griffin Berkey in the ninth. And the catchers today, Griffin Berkey and Reed Johnson. Hitting highlights for New London Spicer, Derek Dizal, 2-for-3 today, and Hunter Magnuson, 3-for-4 with a double. The New London Spicer Twins would score five runs in the ninth inning, erasing a 3-2 deficit. For Painesville, Drew Tangen was 2-for-3, Gary Lusink had a double, and Grayson Fuchs had a solo home run in the fourth inning. A final this afternoon from Painesville, New London Spicer 7 and Painesville 3. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Central Valley League for their scores and highlights right after these messages.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, Wendy, want to tell everyone our shocking news?
Nice pun, James. We are excited to announce Gilk Services now offers electrical service in addition to our plumbing, heating, AC, and water solutions.
So if you need electrical service in your home, cabin, and farm, better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond.
Ken and his team from Bluestone Electric is coming in with over 60 years of experience.
Gilk Services, one stop, and we do it all. A Ream Pro Partner. Visit GilkPlumbing.com.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League tonight on Wednesday night. Kimball was at Eden Valley taking on the Hawks, and Kimball defeated Eden Valley on Wednesday night, 10-2. 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Kimball, 2 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors for Eden Valley. Ben Johnson on the mound for Kimball. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Craig Meyer in the sixth, and the catcher was Cade Marquardt. For Eden Valley, Connor Holthaus starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Schlungen in the third and Mitchell Lipinski in the seventh. Holthaus again taking the loss, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Wednesday. Austin Rulli was 2-for-5. Tommy Friesen, 2-for-4. Cade Marquardt, 2-for-5. He had two doubles. Ben Johnson with a solo home run in the third inning, and Scott Marquardt with a double. For Eden Valley, Anthony Estrada was 2-for-4. Cullen Hoffman, 2-for-3 with a triple. Austin Schlungen had a double, and Sam Nisler a solo home run in the third. A final on Wednesday night, it was Kimball 10, Eden Valley 2. Eden Valley over in Kimball this afternoon, and Kimball defeats Eden Valley 4-2. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Kimball, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. Matt Dingman starts on the mound for Kimball today, will pick up the win, relieved by Brooks Marquardt in the seventh, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Eden Valley, Austin Berg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ben Arns in the sixth inning, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Kimball today, Brooks Marquardt had a double. Tommy Friesen was 2-for-3. Cade Marquardt, 2-for-3 with a double. And Joe Hess had a double for Kimball. For Eden Valley, Cullen Hoffman, 2-for-4 with a double. A final this afternoon from Kimball, Kimball 4, Eden Valley 2. St. Nick over at Pearl Lake today, and Pearl Lake defeats St. Nick by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake. 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for St. Nick. Mitch Winicky on the mound will pick up the win for Pearl Lake today, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the seventh, and the catcher was Colton Fruth. For St. Nick, Dylan Rausch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Braun in the seventh, and the catcher, Tanner Rausch. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake today, Mitch Winicky, 2-for-3. Austin Lensmeyer, 2-for-3. Nick Schmidt had a double, and Blake Kunkel had an RBI single in the seventh inning. For St. Nick, Connor Lincoln with a solo home run in the first, Nick Howen a solo home run in the second, and Matt Kuschel had a single and stolen base. A final this afternoon from Pearl Lake, Pearl Lake 7, St. Nick 3. The Cold Spring Rockies at Luxembourg this afternoon, and Luxembourg defeats the Cold Spring Rockies 4-0. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg. No runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Rockies. J.T. Harn will go the distance. He'll pick up the win, striking out 12, his catcher, Will Bachman. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Cole Fuchs starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Schoberg in the 7th, and David Jonas, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Josh Lanko, 2-for-4, and Brady Kenning with a double. For the Rockies, Tyler Geislinger was 2-for-4, and Brady Lynn, 2-for-4 with a double. A final this afternoon from Luxembourg. It was Luxembourg 4, the Cold Spring Rockies nothing. And I don't have a score in tonight from the Watkins-St. Augusta game, so that will wrap up Central Valley League scores and highlights. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Stearns County League right after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor, there's one near you.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your
dealer.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Swing through on your way home from Regions and Watkins on Saturday, August 3rd, and enjoy live music outside of Corky's and an outdoor bar with Fine by Friday performing from 7 until 11. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Stearns County League. And in the Stearns County League on Wednesday night, our Chasm Game of the Week had St. Martin taking on Farming. St. Martin defeats Farming by a score of 6-1. 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin. 1 run, 7 hits, 3 errors for Farming. Brian Schlungen on the mound will pick up the win for St. Martin, relieved by Scott Leeser in the 7th. He'll get the save. And the catcher was Kurt Schlungen. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Will Mergen in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Wednesday night. Kurt Schlungen, 3-for-4. Kurt had a double, and Carter Thielen was 2-for-3. For Farming, Will Mergen, 3-for-5 and a double. Final on Wednesday night, St. Martin, 6. Farming won. There was a game scheduled in El Rosa last night, El Rosa and Roscoe. That was rained out, so that'll be made up at a later date, El Rosa and Roscoe. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Meyer Grove was at Spring Hill back on June the 2nd. That game got rained out in the 7th inning, or postponed in the 7th inning. Today they traveled to Meyer Grove and played a continuation game and then played a regular game. In the first game today in Meyer Grove, had Spring Hill defeating Meyer Grove 14-13. 14 runs, 17 hits, 4 errors for Spring Hill. 13 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Ben Welly on the mound for Spring Hill, relieved by Anthony Reverman in the 4th. Carter Cheetah in the 7th. Ben Welly in the 8th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Sam Reeland. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, relieved by Josh Omscheid in the 4th. Jordan Klopach in the 8th will take the loss, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill in that first ball game against Meyer Grove, Eric Terrace, 3-for-6 with a solo home run in the first. Regan Nelson, 2-for-4. Jamie Terrace was 3-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Dylan Gertgen, 2-for-3. Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-6. Luke Damer was 2-for-5. And Ben Welly had a double. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach was 3-for-7. Jordan had a 2-run home run in the 9th inning. Alex Welly was 2-for-5 with a double. Andrew Welly, 2-for-4. Josh Omscheid, 1-for-3. He had a grand slam home run in the 7th. And Tyler Nathy was 2-for-4. Final in the first ball game today, Bryn Meyer Grove had Spring Hill defeating Meyer Grove 14-13. Second ball game today had Spring Hill defeating Meyer Grove by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Anthony Reberman starts on the mound for Spring Hill today, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the 8th. He gets the save, and the catcher was Daniel Spanier. For Meyer Grove, Andrew Welly starts, relieved by Alex Welly in the 4th. He'll take the loss. Josh Ohmscheid in the 7th, and Joe Schwinghammer in the 9th. The catcher, Josh Ohmscheid. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Ethan Meyer, 2-for-4 with a double. Jamie Terrace, 2-for-4 with a double. Austin Schoenberg, 1-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 8th inning, and Luke Damer was 2-for-4. Meyer Grove this afternoon, nobody with more than one hit, as Spring Hill defeats Meyer Grove today, 7-3. Richmond over in St. Martin taking on the Martins, and St. Martin defeats Richmond this afternoon, 6-5. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for St. Martin. 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. Ben Schrader starts on the mound for the Martins, gives way to Scott Leeser in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Richmond, Jack Bowes starts, relieved by Talon Bragelman in the 6th. He'll take the loss. Dalton Thielen in the 7th for the Royals. The catchers, Kyle Buddy and Cole Schmitz. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today, Tanner Arsenault, 2-for-4. Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4. Nolan Reeder was 2-for-4 with a double. And Ryan Messer, 2-for-4 with a double. For Richmond this afternoon, Brock Rotstein was 3-for-4. Isaac Holthaus had a double. And Jack Bose was 2-for-4. He had a 2-run home run in the 3rd inning and 3 RBIs. Final this afternoon from St. Martin, St. Martin 6, Richmond 5. El Rosa over in New Munich today, and El Rosa defeats New Munich by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for El Rosa, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for New Munich. Will Van Beck starts on the mound for El Rosa today, gives way to Wyatt Stephenson in the 9th. Van Beck gets the win, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Jim Toole in the 8th. Brandon Holm in the 9th, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for El Rosa this afternoon, Jackson Peter was 2-for-3 with a double. Peyton Winter, 2-for-4. Gavin Campson, 2-for-4 with a double, and Derek Wiener had a solo home run. For New Munich, Carter Beer, 2-for-4. Caden Sand was 2-for-4 today, and Luke Funk, 1-for-1. Final this afternoon from New Munich, El Rosa 7, New Munich 3. Lake Henry over in Roscoe this afternoon, and Lake Henry defeats Roscoe by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Lake Henry. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. Trent Wentland on the mound will pick up the win for Lake Henry today, relieved by Grant Ludwig in the 8th, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bryce Vanderbeek in the 7th, and the catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today, Shane Campson was 2-for-3. Carter Wessel had a double, and Isaac Leeser was 2-for-4. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch, 2-for-3 today. Braden Pung had a double, and Bryce Vanderbeek a double. Final this afternoon from Roscoe, Lake Henry 3, Roscoe nothing. And farming over in Greenwald this afternoon. Farming defeats Greenwald by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Farming. 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors for Greenwald. Adam Winkholz will pick up the win for Farming today, striking out 10, relieved by Braden Eink in the 6th, and the catcher, Josh Becker. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Grant Musho in the 6th. Ethan Edel in the 9th, and the catcher, Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for Farming, Will Mergen, 2-for-5. Isaac Nett, 3-for-4. He had a double and a 3-run home run in the 3rd inning and 4 RBIs. Josh Becker was 2-for-3 with a double for Farming. And for Greenwald, Tyler Thomas, 1-for-3 with an RBI. Final this afternoon from Greenwald, Farming 8, Greenwald 1. That'll do it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putt Show. We've got one more break coming up. We'll take a look at some schedules when we come back after these messages.
Artex manure spreaders are American-made and manufactured in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Dairyland Supply is your number one Artex dealer, and we are very proud to be able to sell quality. We have new and used Artex manure spreaders on hand, so if you are in need of an upgrade, then contact Dairyland Supply. We also have parts on hand and service available to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Butch Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Welcome back to the Dick Butch Show here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at the schedule for next week over in the Stearns County League. I have on Friday night at 8 o'clock, El Rosa will host Meyer Grove. So Meyer Grove at El Rosa Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then Lake Henry will be at Farming at 8:30. Lake Henry at Farming at 8:30 on Friday night. On Saturday afternoon at 2:30, it'll be Spring Hill at Greenwald. Spring Hill at Greenwald at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. And this is my Chasm game of the week. I'll be in Greenwald next Saturday afternoon, 2:30, for Spring Hill at Greenwald at 2:30 next Saturday afternoon. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, it'll be Farming at Lake Henry at 1:30, Roscoe at Richmond at 1:30, Numinic at Greenwald at 1:30, and St. Martin at Spring Hill at 1:30. That's what I have on the schedule right now for ball games in the Stearns County League. Over in the County Line League, I know they have playoffs starting already next week. Regal, the number one seed, and Starbuck, the number two seeds, will be the host for their playoffs. Those two ballparks hosting playoffs. Looks like Regal will get New London Spicer from the way it looks. Regal gets New London Spicer. And it'll be Starbuck getting the winner of the Sunburg and Atwater game. So That's what I've been getting here from my sources over in the County Line League, but I'll get a confirmation of those games this week as the County Line opens up their playoffs. I know there'll be ball games next weekend yet in the Victory League, as they're scheduled to play yet next weekend. Look for some schedules from the Victory League here for Sports Scoreboard Show tomorrow morning. Over in the Central Valley League, next Saturday, the 13th, it'll be Pearl Lake versus Eden Valley. That's a 1 o'clock game, Pearl Lake versus Eden Valley, at 1 o'clock next Saturday. And then on Sunday, Pearl Lake takes on Watkins at 1 o'clock. So both those games are 1 o'clock, typically 2 o'clock, but both those games with Pearl Lake next Saturday against Eden Valley, 1 o'clock, and next Sunday against Watkins, 1 o'clock. Other games that I have in the Central Valley League next week, it'll be Luxembourg at St. Nicholas, Lux at St. Nick. That's next Sunday in the Central Valley League. That's a 2 o'clock start. And the Cold Spring Rockies will be at St. Augusta next Sunday. That is a 2 o'clock start. Did get a final score. Watkins defeated St. Augusta today 2-0. 2-0. Watkins defeating St. Augusta. Well, that's going to do it. Another busy Dick Foote show here on KASM Radio. Stay tuned again for your Sports Scoreboard Show tomorrow morning here on KASM at 8:15. We'll recap all these scores and highlights. And again, you can always go to our website for a rebroadcast of the Dick Foote Show. Kirby will post that at some point tomorrow. Our KASM game of the week in Greenwald next Saturday afternoon at 2:30, Spring Hill and Greenwald. That'll do it for now. Thank you, Joyce. Back at our studios in Albany, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show.